Back here on In Focus News Radio, KMAN, talking with Dr. Marjorie Artzer. She's the assistant professor in small animal dentistry at KSU College of Veterinary Medicine. We're talking about animal oral health here today, and talking a little bit about, in this next segment, how animals break their teeth. It's interesting because, you know, I've had broken teeth before, and it's no fun.
No, it's uncomfortable.
It's very uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And, you know, then they can't tell you. So just typically, is it similar to the bad breath? That's how you figure it out?
Most of the time for broken teeth, we find them on an annual exam. The owners don't really know that they've done this because they don't show any outward signs that they've injured their teeth. They're going to still eat, and they're going to still be happy that you came home, and they're still going to want you to pet them, and they're going to still want to go for a walk, and you're not going to actually know that there's a problem happening in there until maybe they have some sort of outward sign.
And, you know, so when you have a broken tooth, you become sensitive to all kinds of things, heat, cold.
Yeah. Right. And if the tooth is broken where the center part of the tooth, the pulp is exposed in their mouth, which often is the case, then you have a nerve that's just exposed right into the oral cavity. Quite painful.
And you could open yourself up to infection pretty easily with a broken tooth.
Yes, right. And so the oral cavity it is supposed to have abundant bacteria in there, and it does. But as soon as you break a tooth, that's a way for that bacteria to climb up in that tooth and cause chronic infection.
So what do you do when you notice your animal has a broken tooth? What's the first step?
The first step is to take them in so we can take a look at what's happening. And it depends on how the tooth is broken and which tooth is broken and how much of the tooth is broken off to what some of your treatment options are. But the whole goal is to eliminate the source of pain for them. So if the pulp is exposed, then the inside of the tooth, then you really need to either have the tooth extracted, or sometimes you can have a root canal done on them. And that way, just like for you and I, the tooth gets to stay functional in their mouths, but you can eliminate that source of chronic infection and pain for them.
All right. And is there any tooth that's maybe more difficult for you guys to treat there?
Well, the most common teeth to break are going to be the canine teeth, which are their fang teeth up front for dogs and cats. And then the other one for dogs are going to be their carnassial teeth, which are those big chewing teeth in the back. And so lots of times dogs like to stick a toy or something back there that's too hard, something they like to chew on, bone or antler or something like that that's really hard. And they can chew with such incredible forces that they break their teeth. And so probably the most important part for prevention for tooth fracture is going to be providing them things to chew on that are not so hard that they're going to break their teeth.
Mm. Well, and when they do get treated here, how long is recovery time?
Well, they do great. Oftentimes, when they have a root canal, later that day or the next day, they're back to their normal self. Sometimes they get an artificial crown on their tooth to protect the remaining part of their tooth. And this is done for pets and working dogs alike that need to maintain their tooth to help them with their job. If they have extractions, oftentimes they need to eat soft food for a couple weeks and they get pain control, but they do remarkably well as well. Usually they feel so much better after we've eliminated their pain. They do great.
Well, I imagine a lot of pet owners don't realize maybe the magnitude here that comes with all this. And maybe it's good to have insurance for if you have an animal who needs extreme dental work.
So pet insurance is more common these days than it used to be. It's really going to depend on your insurance policy to what they cover. And some cover routine dental care and some only cover when there's a problem. So if you're thinking about pet insurance, you might investigate what they actually cover for your pet.
Okay. Definitely something to maybe keep an eye on.
Yes, definitely.
Well, are there any other oral health issues that you commonly see here?
So I think I would just tell you that most of our pets don't give us any outward sign that they're in pain. And so having them evaluated so we can identify problems for them is helpful. And I think the most common thing owners tell me after we've resolved some problems is that my pet acts so much younger, they have so much more energy, they're really a whole lot more like their old self, and I didn't realize that they were feeling poorly.
And you guys have a nice partnership with the animal shelter here. You see a lot of animals, I know, that get treated between the shelter and vet med. Do you guys do exams when they come in to you there as well?
So through the shelter medicine service, that's part of their every physical exam for them, and so they're the ones that are doing those for those patient for that population of pets.
Okay, well, it's a great service that you guys offer there. I know that the College of Veterinary Medicine is a real key part of everything that ag related here that K-State does. The animal hospital there open 24 hours a day if you have an emergency.
That's right. Somebody's there available to help you at all times.
All right. Well, again, it's something that you shouldn't overlook. Have an annual exam for your pet if you have a cat or dog. And, it's just something we should always take care of.
Yep. We should keep it in mind.
All right, Dr. Artzer, well, I appreciate you coming out here and sharing more with us here on InFocus. If people want to learn more, how can they get a hold of you there?
They can call the small animal desk or email me.
Okay. Appreciate you coming on. We'll talk to you guys down the road.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Stay tuned. We'll have more InFocus after this. News Radio KMAN.